Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
What's up, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. I am Austin Kroll. I'm not joined by Mr. Craig Conover today. Craig is in Aspen. He's skiing. I'm going to give him a pass. I'm extremely jealous, but him and Paige flew to Aspen to spend a couple days out there with our good friends Dustin and Paulina. I have meetings in Charlotte for Trop Hop.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, which I'm very excited about. So I am in Charlotte. And Nick and I are going to give you the first half of this podcast today. And then Craig will jump on later. And you guys have seen this before. When I was in Italy, we had to do this a few times. Sometimes that's just what happens. We're trying to give you guys two square podcasts a week. Anyways, but Mr. Nick Norris is always our... He's always our constant. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Not too bad. It's freaking cold here. I don't know what it's like in Charlotte, but like the past week where I am, it's been like cold. I mean, I know it's not zero like it is up north, but I mean, it was getting into the low teens up here.
Well, it was very cold here yesterday. Today has been cold. No, actually, that's not true. It is beginning to warm up because on Friday it's supposed to be 68 degrees.
Oh, see, that is true. It is supposed to be 70 degrees here on Friday, but then get cold again.
That is alarming, Nick.
It was 17 degrees here on Saturday, and now it's supposed to be 70 6 days later or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, global warming isn't real. But 70
don't tell
degrees,
Craig that.
Yeah, of course. 70 degrees in January is wild. I mean, I'm sure that it'll dip back down and be a cold February. But let's see, man. What do we have going on? So I'll tell you what we have going on. We finished part two of our reunion. So our season is officially in the can, as they call it in the industry. Well, that's what they call it in the film industry. I'm sure they call it that in the reality world as well. So season 9 is in the can. I think we all know who my very least favorite person is. Scabbers.
Is that what we want to call him?
That's what I'll refer.
Madison was Scorpion. He will be forever known as Scabbers.
Yeah, man. Ron's rat, dude. Peter Pettigrew. Yeah. Scabbers. Let's hope that was the last time that we ever have to deal with a fan being on our show. But then the very next day, what happens? We drop the fact that Craig and I are opening a bar in Charleston. It was almost like our good buddy Bryce Sanders over at Entertainment Tonight knew. And he had reached out saying that he wanted the exclusive on it. And so Craig and I, you know, did a little mini interview with him, and he dropped it, and then it got picked up by another thing or two. But anyways, it was just like so exciting, and our future business partners are like through the roof too. They're like, whoa, you know, the amount of, you know, response and stuff that, you know, we got from this, you know, good and bad. He was like, it's awesome. You know, it's awesome because like we love to prove, you know, people wrong, and
all press,
you know,
is good and press.
Well, I don't entirely believe that after all my years on Bravo. I don't entirely believe that all press is good press. And I certainly am no, like maybe like at one point I was like, oh yeah, man, all press, so they're talking about me. Now, like, I'll totally leave it. Like, I would rather just not be talked about than have a bunch of bad press. So very excited. The bar is going to be awesome. Like an elevated, upscale kind of tavern neighborhood feel. I'm just so excited.
It's right off Spring Street, right? Like a couple blocks up from the store, Craig's store.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So if you walk out of Uptown Social and go, you know, you go left and then you, which is Upper King Street for people that have been to Charleston and who haven't been to Charleston, but are now planning on going to Charleston. You go, you know, left out of the biggest bar in Charleston and an immediate left. And it is at the end of that block. So it is like right off of King Street, which is like the main vein of Charleston. I'm guessing that people who listen to this podcast watch Bravo and they know, you know, a little bit more about Charleston than the average person. You know, you got Leva's show, you got our show. So, very exciting. I've always wanted to open a bar in Charleston, Nick, and like specifically a bar, right? I mean, a restaurant is a pain in the ass. I've always kind of wanted to like leave my mark on Charleston. You know what I mean? Craig has Sewing Down South, and that's awesome that he has like a brick and mortar spot on King Street that people can go to and you know, see all the things that he's like accomplished.
How many beers are going to be on tap? You're going to try to have all of them or just the main one?
So we're not going to have draft. All of my cans will be at the location, and we are looking, you know, and I'm not trying to jinx us. So I'm not saying like we are opening on, but we're looking for, you know, early summer open. And the grand opening, the friends and family is going to be awesome. It would be really, really awesome if like we could film it. I mean, I know that we're going to film it. I just don't know if we'll be filming still when the grand opening kind of comes around. I am very anxious for that. So with that being said, I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be right back with a little more Pillows and Beer.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system that you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. We've used all three and love all three. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com, shopify.com/
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
But that's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Pillows and beer.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. It is just me and Nick right now. I was just giving a little update on the bar that Craig and I are going to open. Very exciting stuff. And we'll have more to talk about that, but it kind of was just announced. So wanted to bring it up. But
yeah, no, that would be cool. I mean, so it's also with, okay, why is his name spacing on me? Who Keith. Owns Uptown? Keith. And I actually replayed his episode last week when y'all were all traveling.
Yeah.
And there was good response to that because, you guys talk a lot about Charleston Rex, which we've been getting a lot recently. Mm-hmm. But it also reintroduced him, I guess, perfectly into what you guys are going to be kind of doing.
Yeah, man. Keith and I have been – I mean, I'll never forget, Nick. And this is so funny. And I don't know if I don't know if it was played on the episode, you know, last week, and if it was, then tell me and cut it. But when Keith came, he was like, hey, you know, mutual friend told me to reach out to you. I'm opening a bar here on Upper King. And at that time, man, Upper King was like a ghost town, right? I was like, okay. And, you know, me and the group are from New York, and I was like, all right, you know, trying to break into the Charleston market, which is like a Southern kind of thing. And, you know, locals rule kind of mentality. And this is what, like 2017, I'd say. And I was like, okay, yeah, well, I'd love to come and check it out. And so I went and checked it out prior to it opening. And I just remember thinking to myself, I was like, this is like a 50-50 shot of working, you know? And like, boy, was I wrong. Cause like their freaking hospitality group has taken over. And since then, you know, we've been very close, and, he has a family in Charleston, you know, he's been to, you know, birthdays of mine with, you know, my parents. Right. So it's like me and my parents and sister and Keith and, you know, his wife. So we've been close, and I've always been like, Keith, when, can I invest, you know, I mean, when can I throw in your money? And this was me just trying to throw in money, you know, not be like on the masthead. And, you know, he, you know, he's laugh at me. He was like, you know, get in line, motherfucker. And I was like, all right. You know, one of these days he'll break. And was just talking about doing something like this with Craig and Jerry. And was like, you know, I really, really want to. And like the stars just aligned so well to where Keith and his business partners were like, actually, like, we do want to do this and like explore this partnership with, you know, you guys. And I, like in my head, I was like, I wouldn't want to do it with like with anybody else, you know? So it's all just aligned and I'm very excited. Nick, so get this. So in the meantime, you know, the world does not stop and wait for our bar to open. Obviously there's so much work and, you know, design work and things to be done with that. But Drop Hop is making an emergence back into the markets that I was in before the near hostile takeover. So I came to Charlotte to sit down with their team and to have a meeting. And I told them, you know, and as I've told a bunch of people, it's like, I want to be there. And, you know, as I should for the big, you know, chain meetings and meet and greets and all things. I mean, it's my company. So they're like, okay, you know, grocery store meeting, you know, Tuesday, the what is it today? The 25th. And then on the 26th and on the 27th, 6:30 a.m. I was like, all right, fine. You know, that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Like all the buyers are going to be there, the grocers, everything like that. So I get up there, right? 6:15 or whatever. The room is full, 50 guys, right? The, you know, head of, you know, buying for Kraft, you know, walks up to me. He's like, hey, Austin, you know, I mean, you're up first. And I was like, I'm up first. Okay. I was like, what am I up to do? You know, he was like, you know, man, talk about the brand, you know, the thing that you just went through, you know, we used to sell it. So it shouldn't be that hard. So I had a slideshow that my business partner, you know, had sent them unbeknownst to me. So I was like, oh, I was like, let me chug down this coffee real quick and get in the front of the room and, you know, did a presentation, you know, just like, hey guys, you know, just familiarizing myself with y'all. And, you know, I talked about the brand and why I did what I did, like a 6.1% grapefruit IPA and all this stuff. But I was not anticipating that. So
you even doing these live shows.
Yeah, no. And I actually am going to say that, like, being at BravoCon, you know, being at the reunion, dude, doing these live shows, I didn't flinch, right? When he was like, you got to get up there. There certainly would have been a time when I'd have been like, what? What? No, you know, but I was like, okay, yeah, great. And it was totally fine and great. But I was not expecting to give a presentation. And then I have some meetings, you know, the rest of the week to go into bars and stuff in Charlotte. So if anyone lives in Charlotte and they want Drop Hop, you know, tell your local buyers or, you know, your local bars, your local grocery stores to, you know, fill out an authorization form and Drop Hop can be in your bar, your favorite bar, your favorite business, your favorite grocery store.
You got to get to Virginia, homie. I keep getting people all the time.
Buddy, and you know, Virginians, I am, you know, working on it, Virginia specifically. So been having some talks with people. So if you live in Virginia, tell your local buyers that you want Drop Hop, you know, near you. And I'd love to come up there, man, to Charlottesville and to all the places and have some launch parties. I would absolutely do that. It'd be so fun. But you know, Virginia, I feel like is going to be the gateway drug to, you know, get into, you know, the rest of the North, right? It's like, you know, the gateway to the North almost.
Yes, we're on that border.
Yes, you're right underneath the Mason-Dixon line. And the tri-state area is next. So Virginia is a big goal. Trust me, that is on our whiteboard that we discuss, man, every single, you know, Monday morning meeting. So anyways, just want to give those updates. And Craig's out in Aspen, so I'm sure he's going to have some fun.
Yeah, sure, once he's somewhere in the mountains.
Yeah. So, and I hope everyone has a great Tuesday. And I'll see you.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
On Thursday,
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Yeah, that's right, Austin. DraftKings have some fun bets this weekend for a conference championship. The Ravens game is actually really close. It's 3.5 spread towards the Raven, meaning the Ravens are a 3.5 point favorite. The Lions game, however, though, is a little interesting. It is a 7-point spread favoring the Niners. So the Lions are a 7-point underdog. This could lead to some interesting bets. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to make some parlays on that game. But anyways, yeah, DraftKings, super fun.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code PILLOWS. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code PILLOWS.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. As mentioned, Craig is actually somewhere in the mountains, and I think we had some technical difficulties with mountain Wi-Fi, so... As you saw, I recorded for like 5 minutes and I was like, you know what? I'm going to text our friend of the show, Maggie Kelly from Best of Bravo, see if she can do it. And she has delightedly accepted for the last little bit of the show. So thank you so much, Maggie, for joining me.
God, hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, no, you're down in Hilton Head is what you were saying.
Okay, yes, I'm at Hilton Head at a wellness retreat, which is shocking, I know. But yeah, my mom and I are here. We've been here for 3 days. It's actually really cold. Like I've been wearing my puffer jacket the entire time and we have done like 1,000 workouts. We've kayaked, we've biked, we got a massage, we've meditated. We've done all of the things that you do at a wellness retreat. It's actually really nice, but it's just very unlike me.
Yeah. I just don't understand exactly what like the point of a wellness retreat is because it's just a 3-day thing. Is it just like a cleanse?
I guess. Like, I mean, I'm kind of here for work, but a lot of other people are here for like actual like wellness and health journeys, and they come back like 5-6 times a year. So, I mean, like I said, we're just here for 3 days. Some of these people here are here for like 6 weeks. So that's a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
I cannot imagine.
That's a lot.
Like, seriously.
I just picture Aaron Rodgers somewhere. Do they have a dark room for you guys?
I know. I'm like, we played pickleball yesterday. It was literally pouring down rain. I'm like, okay, we'll play pickleball. I've never played before. And then right after that, we like rode bikes for 3 hours. I mean, it's actually pretty fun, but like for 6 weeks, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. I mean, I guess that is some like ultra just. Oh, I could do it for a few days. I don't know if I could do it for 6 weeks. But Speaking of traveling, I know you couldn't make it to our New York show and hang out with of us for all the surprises we had for everybody out there. You missed it. It was a good one.
I know.
But you were out in California at the Vanderpump premiere. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was so sad to miss it. I had the worst FOMO ever. Especially when Andy walked on stage, but I was in LA. It was a great trip. Went for the VPR premiere party. And that was, I don't know, it was unreal. It was almost like a movie premiere in a way. Like they showed the screening of the first episode on like a big screen. The whole cast was there, like seated, ready to watch, besides Ariana. She wasn't there. And then, yeah, I just kind of mingled like before and after. Then we went to Schwartz and Sandy's. So it was kind of crazy.
So it's like a movie premiere, though. That's kind of cool.
Kind of.
I mean, you
in
said
a way.
It. So is it just a giant party afterwards, or are you like meeting people? Like, what do you do since you're a, I guess, would blogger be the proper term for something like event like that?
Yeah. So, well, we beforehand the cast was on like the red carpet doing press and everything, and then they came in like right before the show started. So we were all kind of, my friends and I, we were just kind of mingling inside with other people and I don't know, they had like past apps and of course they had an open bar. And then we watched the show and I was actually mostly watching the cast. Like I like to watch the cast reactions to what like themselves on TV because they were right there. You know, we were sitting right by Schwartz, Lala, Sheena, and James. And so we could see all of their reactions, especially Lala's. And so I was kind of watching that the whole time. People were like, how was the premiere? I'm like, I mean, I think it was good, but I was kind of creeping on everybody else the whole time. But yeah, then afterwards we just mingled there for a long time. Dakota Fanning was there, which is crazy. And then we went to Schwartz and Sandy's for an after party.
So are you friends with any of the other bloggers that are out there with you or social media influencers, however you want to be labeled?
Yeah. Friends with quite a few of them. There were a couple there, and I also brought my sister. So it was nice to have her there. And then, like I said, some of us went to Schwartz and Sandy's after. My sister and I did. And then my friend Steve from Faces by Bravo, he went with us to Schwartz and Sandy's. We were there for I think.
I mean, that's fun. So I've always wondered this. How did you get into this? Like, I know, were you just a big fan or something and then started an account, or what were you doing before?
I'm definitely was a huge fan. And like 5.5, almost 6 years ago, I started the account, and I actually used to always post polls on my personal account, and people would be like, who the fuck is James Kennedy? Like, I don't care about him. Like, my friends, like, we don't watch Vanderpump Rules. Like, what are you talking about? And so I posted a poll one time, and James Kennedy himself like actually voted in the poll, and I was like, holy shit, if James Kennedy is voting in my random ass poll, if I had an account dedicated to like polls and memes and things like that, what could I do then? So kind of because James Kennedy voted in that poll, he gave me the idea to just start the Bravo account.
So is he your OG favorite Bravo person then?
No, he's on my like OG favorite. I've just always thought he was really good TV. I do love James Kennedy, but I've always thought he was really good TV. I think the poll was, is James Kennedy reality TV gold? Was like the actual poll question, because he is. And so that was what I asked, and he voted like yes. And I mean, told him that story when I saw him there.
Oh, did he remember?
No, he didn't remember, but I had never really met him before. I briefly met him at BravoCon. And so I just kind of told him that's how I got started. And he was like, holy shit, and called his girlfriend over. So I was like, well, I quit my job. You know, so this is my full-time job now. And he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, when did you quit your job? At what point were you like, all right, this is it?
Let's see. I think it was like last summer.
So pretty relatively recent then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have then a group? Obviously, you're close with the Southern Charm, some of our Southern Charm people. You've become close with them. Is there anyone else? I know Vicky, maybe from the former housewife.
Yes. We love Vicky in this house. That's really about it. I mean, I've met a lot of them, but I don't really talk to anyone else, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, I don't really know any of the Vanderpump people, even though we've met and I've hung out with them all night.
Different world.
Right. It is. But it's like, even though I literally was at Schwartz and Sandy's all night, and specifically with like Schwartz, he would never remember me, if that makes sense. He just wouldn't. And
yeah,
I don't take him.
Schwartz is very nice. Like, he was on the podcast.
Oh, he's so nice.
And he probably has no clue who I am, but Craig and Austin, they got off for like 20 minutes. I don't know what they were doing. And so it was just him and I just kind of sitting there and during a commercial break, just talking. I thought he was going to go do his own thing. And they just started asking me all these questions. I was like,
He's so nice.
Pete gets a bad rep because of the other one that he's associated with. And I'm just like, Don't be a hater.
No, I know. I am kind of a Schwartz apologist. Like, I've met him several times now, and one was like completely in the wild. Like, they were at Tin Roof in Nashville, like the whole cast, and this was years ago. And he was the nicest one. I mean, him and Katie were the nicest one. They were buying us shots. Super nice, super personable. Met him again at like BravoCon both times. Met him here. And he's just so nice. Like, so I'm an apologist. I love Schwartz. And yeah, he gets a bad rap. And Sandoval, he was nice too. I mean, I talked to him and, I mean, I'm not going to lie. He was nice. I've never been a Sandoval fan, but my interaction with him was nice.
Well, that's good. I mean, I doubt he's a dick to everyone. I mean, I get but he's got demons. but speaking of demons, and I don't want to focus too much on it because I don't want to talk about him. But the little one on Southern Charm, so Austin and I recorded, you know, like the first half of this show because he's in Charlotte. He had a lot of trop hop like meetings today, so he was only able to do like 15 meetings. Apparently he had to get up and do a presentation in front of all these different buyers for like companies for his like alcohol, and he didn't realize. He thought he was just gonna be doing like handshakes, and I guess his business partner made him a PowerPoint that he had to go present by himself.
He was like, my worst nightmare.
But I think he did okay. We've been doing all these live shows and stuff, and then BravoCon, I think, kind of helped juiced him. But anyways, he's given the new name, as we used to call Madison Scorpion on here. The little guy is now going to be known as Scabbers from
Peter Pettigrew.
Yeah, from Harry Potter. Yeah.
I told him that. I was like, I am getting so many DMs. People are telling me he looks like Peter Pettigrew. And he's like, it's true. I can't with that guy.
Oh, I haven't met him. I've actually been down to Charleston in probably 2 years.
Yeah.
I think two Augusts ago was the last time I was there. I think I might be going down in March, but I don't know quite yet. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't need to with technology these days.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just one of those trips that it's – you know, it's a 7.5-8 hour drive, or I got to hop on a flight, you know, for a quick weekend. It's just like, I don't need to do that. And then they're never there half the time anyways.
Never. Yeah, so, no, Peter, the Peter Pettigrew of it all is so funny. Cause I love Harry Potter, obviously, as you know, and I can't with that guy. And so, I mean, I don't know.
But are there any other, cause obviously the whole, we've asked like a lot of people this, and obviously we asked Andy at the lives. Do you have and I think we asked the chicks in the office girls when they were on. Yeah. Do you have like a top three, your top three like Bravo scandals from this year?
Oh, scandals?
Yeah,
from last year, let's say. Well, definitely.
Well, yeah, I guess last year. Yeah, yeah, obviously.
That was crazy. I will never forget like where I was and, you know, what I was doing. And we'd actually, we have a Bravo like friend group chat, like with other Bravo accounts. And literally like 3 minutes before the article dropped, someone was like, I think Sandoval cheated on Ariana. We were like, really? What? And then the article dropped and then it was like, it was with Raquel. And then it was, you know, a whole affair. So I'll never forget the whole spiral of events of like more information just kept coming out and coming out. So definitely Sandoval was definitely number one. And then, I mean, the Monica from Salt Lake.
Yeah, she's done, right? Lot.
She's
I
done.
I saw yeah, watch I, it happens.
Yeah, no, I did not want her to go because like I like the drama. I like the mess. But I don't know. Usually they don't leave. But then I saw this morning that, I forgot who said it, was saying that she's not out forever. Like she's kind of on pause, which...
See, but that, and that's where I was like, maybe she's just stepping away just to take a break from it all. That's why I don't think the network would get rid of her. She's too good to TV.
She literally made the season. I mean,
Left for someone getting arrested, and you were like, oh, how are you going to top this?
That was gold. But kind of like last season was kind of boring, honestly. I really did not prioritize Salt Lake at all last season. This season, it's like I watched it live last night. I mean, I'm literally at a wellness retreat and I still watch Salt Lake live. So I don't know. Hopefully she comes back in the future, but I guess like it's probably too much to film with the girls. Like they literally hate her. They hate her. I mean, it's a lot. I don't know what the third one would be.
I mean, would it be Taylor and Austin?
I mean, I love Southern Charm and like I'll never quit that cast. And so I loved the drama. I thought it was a really good season.
All right. So before we close out, thank you for coming on. Anything to look forward as it's still January this year, Bravo wise? Like, what are you looking for?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. January's been honestly a really great month for all things Bravo so far. I actually am hosting a Bravo watch party in Nashville for Vanderpump Rules next week for the
premiere.
Didn't
you do that for Southern Charm?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the one Austin came to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then, and I did one last year too for the VPR, like the reunions. And so that's kind of how we got started with this when all the Scandaball was going on, and then did one for Southern Charm. And now we're doing one for the premiere. So that's 6 weeks. So that's like fresh in my mind, but I'm sure there'll be other things coming up. Sometimes things are so last minute, and luckily I'm usually able to go. So yeah, it'll be good. It'll be a good year.
Yeah, well, thank you for hopping on, saving me so I didn't just have to basically talk for 50 minutes by myself.
I don't know how I would do that either.
I mean, I used to do it, but for like our certain listeners, I'm sure they don't like, I used to have like my own sports show and everything, so I could do that. But I don't think anybody wants to hear me talking about the Super Bowl or the conference championship games for 15 minutes. If they do, let me know. I'll start a separate podcast again. That's
I'm
how
interested.
I got into this. Thank you, Maggie.
I'm excited.
I am too. But I would assume the majority of our
besties
are not into that.
Yeah, probably not.
So, but thank you for, I guess, a little different perspective. And we will see you guys all next time. Thank you. Bye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom, and supermom has a lot on her supersized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, Supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next level Supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.